Hebrews 5:14, and this is the bit that people struggle with the most. Solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have trained their senses to discern good and evil, spirit and soul. You have to practice. It doesn't just happen once. You know, it's taken me 5 years to get to the point where this stuff is flowing. And there's still things that I deal with and God shows me. But I practice and then I live this way. If you don't practice and keep doing this day after day after day after day, you'll find that you're not flowing. And you'll find that the soul still dominates and you'll still operate in familiar patterns of behavior and thoughts and those things. So it's so important that you practice. Perseverance in dealing with the soul blockages. Keep at it. Be diligent. Persevere. Don't give up. You may not see huge change instantly, but bit by bit, you will be transformed as you work at this. Daily do it. Flow from the inside out. Practice engaging your spirit into your soul and the kingdom around you. Practice doing it. And the more you practice, the more you'll begin to outwork it. Now, we're going to do an exercise today, and it's going to be a little bit different in the sense of what I want you to do is to engage with the declarations and the things I'm going to say. You know, you don't need to do it out loud if you don't want to. In your mind, though, agree and make that declaration in your own mind. Because we're going to give you a series of declarations, prayers, decrees that will start to separate soul and spirit, that will start to deal with the things that are in the soul. These are things you can do every day. And if you do these things every day, I guarantee that your life will change. I guarantee that your gateways will begin to become unblocked. You'll deal with the things that separate you and you will begin to become one and integrated. But you have to be willing to practice it and begin to enforce the kingdom. See, it says the violent take the kingdom by force. It's like the enemy just doesn't give up. Even though he's lost the war overall, he's still there are skirmishes that you have to win on an individual basis to actually outwork that. So literally, we know that we have within our spirit a gate. That gate connects us to heaven and to the realm of the kingdom. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's Jesus talking. He's standing at that door. If anyone hears my voice, so listen to him, ask him for an invitation, and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him. And dining was an intimate thing where life was shared. And he with me. So there's this intimacy that God wants. But we know that the door handle's on our side. So you have to, by faith, maybe you've not engaged your imagination to agree where you can see this and see it as a vision or in an image, but by faith, God always responds to faith. You can choose. When you close your eyes, make a choice. I'm going to picture that door handle and I'm going to open that door and I'm going to invite God's presence to come in just by choice. If you can see it full blown and you have all the experiences and you practice this a lot, that's great. But don't limit that. Don't be limited by, well, I can't see anything, no, nothing's working. The reality is God will work and your spirit will engage, whether your soul is yet caught up with the experience, it will happen. And your spirit will get stronger and stronger in its relationship with God if you learn to do it. So I encourage you to close your eyes and again, just begin to picture that door. Think about that door in your own spirit. Maybe you've never heard Jesus' invitation to open that door. Just hear him now say, open the door of your heart to me and let me in. And you can make that decision to follow Jesus, become born again, alive to God in your spirit, even right now, by making a decision to let him in and inviting him to come in through that door into your heart. If you've already made that decision, we're used to doing this, then just open the door and welcome the presence of the Father, Son, and Spirit into your spirit. Allow all your senses to engage them. Just feel the security, the love, the acceptance, the affirmation, the approval of your father, of your brother, and your friend. Just take a few moments just to sense the presence of God within. Now we're just going to make these statements, and I encourage you just to bring an agreement with them and receive the revelation and the experience of these declarations. Father, by faith, I choose to engage your presence. I receive your acceptance, love, mercy, and grace. I stand in the victory of the cross, forgiven, justified, and cleansed. I thank you that you clothe me in white robes of righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Father, I choose to deny myself and surrender control of my life to you. I give you my imagination. I repent and renounce of viewing any image that has polluted me. I ask you to blot out every image with the blood of Jesus. Purify and restore my imagination. Restore my screen, vision, and revelation. Father, I choose to deny myself and surrender control of my life to you. I give you my heart, my subconscious mind. I repent and renounce all strongholds, negative belief and value systems, vows, words, curses, doctrines, triggers, coping mechanisms, defense mechanisms, of using those things to meet my own needs. I ask you to cleanse every negative memory within and been programmed within my heart. Purify, restore, and reprogram my heart with your truth, values, and my destiny. Father, I choose to deny myself, surrender control of my life to you. I give you my emotions. I repent and renounce of all unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, self-pity, resentment. I choose to forgive and release all those who have hurt me and damaged me and affected my life, and I choose to let them go. I ask you to purify and restore my emotions. Father, use my emotion to help me feel your heart. Guide me through intuition. Lead me and direct me through the good use of my emotions. Father, again, I just give you my will. I repent and renounce all sin, rebellion, stubbornness, willfulness, control, fear, doubt, unbelief, and indecision. I ask you to purify and restore my will, and restore courage, perseverance, and persistence. Use my will to enable me to do your will through obedience and true worship. Father, I repent of all independence in my soul and for drawing life from my spirit to meet my own needs. Father, I take your word as a sword and I cut every soul tie to my spirit. Father, I separate myself from the control my soul has had over my spirit. Father, I thank you that your word is like a sharp two-edged sword that divides my soul from my spirit. Father, today I speak into my soul and I release the word of God in its power. I take the word and drive it between my spirit and soul to break the ties that my soul has made. I break its yoke and its influence and control. I separate all negative influences and independence. I declare my spirit being to be free from the ties and shackles and encumbrances of my soul that anchor me to the earth. I declare my spirit being free to fully engage and encompass my soul and body and create an atmosphere around us. I declare my spirit can engage the atmosphere of God's presence. I declare my soul and spirit can fully participate in the realms of heaven together. I declare my spirit, soul, and body ready to cooperate in trans-relocation and translation. I stand in your presence, Father. I take your word by faith and I place my soul and spirit before your presence. I acknowledge again that where my soul has been tied to my spirit, where there have been soul ties that draw on my spirit's life so that my soul can have life of its own, I confess this has been my life. I confess this as sin, and I ask you to forgive me so that I can be divided according to the testimony of your word. So I take that word. I take that word and use it like a wedge and a hammer, and I just divide my soul and spirit. I use the word of God to break every tie and influence from my soul over my spirit. And I declare that I am a spirit being that has a soul that lives in this physical body, that my spirit is no longer subject to my soul. Father, I bring my soul before your presence, and I make it bow down before your kingdom government. I declare I no longer serve my soul, but my soul will now serve me, my spirit. I decree to my soul that you are a mediator between my spirit and my body. To serve my spirit, I will no longer serve you, but you will serve my spirit as a mediator of who God has made me to be as an eternal spirit being. I declare that I am made in the image of God and I am a spirit being. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from whatever I have allowed in my soul to have dominion and to live in that carnal, natural way. I repent and take the blood and wipe out the record of that testimony from my life. Father, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body to you. I declare that Jesus is Lord of the gates of my life. I declare I'm ready, able to do your will and purpose, to manifest your glory and the presence in and through my life, to manifest your kingdom, authority and power through me and around me. So I choose to make you Lord of my gates. When you've done that, you can engage the gateways of your soul. You can ask Jesus for revelation of who you are and how you function. You can see if there's anything blocking or locking any of those gates. And if there is, you can then deal with it through lie busting or going to the courts. If it's not, then you can open the gate and you can invite the river of life and the river of fire just to flow through you. But just make sure that you practice this. This is not a one-off. Use those statements. Some of them are repeated in slightly different ways because you may relate to different ways of doing it, but find something that works for you and persist and persevere until you become whole, one, and flowing with the life of God. Amen.